Yud Aleph 11a1, the end of the page. Okay, the Gemara finished discussing. The Mishnah says the Kaina Bekesef Shtar Abiyah. The Gemara learned how we learn out Kesef, how we learn out Shtar, how we learn out Bia. Okay, and the Gemara is discussing until now that Beis Hillel holds how much money do you need to give for Kedushin? Pruta. Okay? Now the Gemara says like this. The Kesef, in the Mishnah, it said, how much money do you need for Kedushin? Bishami Emrim Bedinar. Bishami says it could be a dinar or the equal of a dinar. So the Gemara says, my time of the Bishami. Why does Bishami hold you need a dinar? In other words, a Beis Hillel's reason we understand, because the smallest currency in halacha is a pruta. So therefore, Beis Hillel says a pruta. Bishami comes along and says, no, a pruta is not enough, you need more. So the Gemara says, why does Bishami hold that? Amar Rav Zera says, it's a logical reason. Shekein isha matpedes al atzma, a woman is particular, ve'ein miskadeshes b'pochus medina. The whole concept of Kedushin is the woman gives herself over to the man. He says, listen, a woman doesn't make herself cheap. She says, I'm worth at least a dinner. So Amar Li Abayis, Abayis said to Rav Zera, El Me'ata, came banted Rabyanai. Rabyanai had very, he had daughters with very expensive taste. He says, they wouldn't become kedushined with less than 3 kav of golden dinners. You're telling me, are you telling me if they stuck out their hand and received only one zuz? You tell me it's not a good kedushin? It's not true. Because even according to Beis Shammai says a dinner is good. So if you're telling me because a woman cares, you know, she won't give herself over for less, then those girls that won't give themselves over for less than $1 million, you're telling me you need $1 million for kedushin? We don't find such a concept in Gemara that everybody has a different amount of kedushin.
Why they have dowry,
the ketubah's famous. Yeah, but the dowry though is not to do with the actual kedushin.
So if somebody is particular, we increase the amount of the dowry. Why should it have to do with?
But the Gemara thought Beis Shammai says you need a dinner, not a pruta, because a woman won't be agreeing to give herself up. But there's nothing to do with the dowry. You're talking about the actual kedushin. The act of kedushin, the woman accepts the money, she gives herself up to the husband. Right? So, the Gemara says, why did Beis Shammai hold a dinner? So the Gemara says, because, Rav Zera answered, because they won't do it for less. So Abaye says, then every woman should be a different amount. So Amar Rav Zera said like this, you're right. Pesh de yad v'kibla loy kamina. If the woman accepted it, then it's good. The dinner. Daf Yud Aleph. Ki kamina, when am I saying my din? The kitcha balayla. The guy gave kedushin to the woman at night and she didn't see the money. She didn't see how much it is. The guy comes up to the woman at night, pitch black, hayat mukadashasli, in front of two witnesses, she takes the money, and then she sees it's a dinner. Or, the shav yishliach, the woman made a shliach to accept kedushin for her. The shliach went and accepted a dinner. So then it's good. That's when you need a dinner. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. So that's the Pearl of Rav Zeira's reason. Rav Zeira holds, you know why you need a dinner for Kedushin? A pruta is not enough, because a woman normally will not accept less than a dinner. That's what Rav Zeira explains, Beis Shammai's opinion. Rav Yosef says, no, there's a different reason for Beis Shammai. Tamayo de Beis Shammai, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, is like the din, the reason of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, kol kesef ha'omer b'teira. Anytime the Teira says the word kesef, money, means kesef tsuri. It's called in the English Tyrian currency. Okay? Meaning like this. Not conventional currency, which is 7 parts copper to 1 part silver. Like, they had different types of currency. Kesef tsuri means basically pure silver. Non-pure silver was 7 parts copper, 1 part silver. So he says a statement. whenever the Torah says the word kesef, it means kesef tzuri, which is called a dinar. So therefore, even though the Torah by Kedushin doesn't say the word kesef, but from the word ki yikach, we learn kicha kicha from Ephron, when Avraham Avinu bought the Maris HaMachpelah, and over there it says shekel kesef. So he says a rule. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi says, anytime the Torah says the word kesef, what type of currency are we talking about? Dinar currency. Here it's called kesef tzuri. V'shal divrehem, anytime there's rabbinic ruling of money, then it's kesef medina. Then it's provincial currency, which like you said, is seven parts copper, one part silver. So in other words, like this, any, what the Gemara is going to explain, for instance, the Torah says, if you kill an Eved, you have to pay kesef shleishim shkolim. The Torah says you have to give 30 shkolim. Somebody, God forbid, seduces a girl, rapes a girl, the Torah says you have to give chamishim kesef. Now, certain times the Torah uses the expression in payment, chamishim kesef, shleishim kesef, whatever it may be. So if Yudam Rav Asi says a statement, whenever the Torah says the word kesef, what type of currency are we talking about? Kesef tzuri, which in our language would be the dinar that Beishami talks about. Okay. Anytime, one second, the Torah speaks rabbinic amounts of money. The Gemara is going to show cases where you have rabbinic fines that the Chachamim give you. Then it's provincial money. It's not pure silver. Or I'll give you an example. By Pinyon Aben, the Torah says you have to give chameshes shekel kesef. So that's again, because the Torah says the word kesef, it means kesef tzuri. Not pruta, not kesef medina, which is primarily copper. It needs to be silver. What were you saying?
I just said kesef tzuri is a pure...
A pure type of silver, yeah.
Beit Hillel doesn't agree to that principle, Rabbi?
Oh, one second. The Gemara is going to ask... Then he holds like Beis Shammai. One second, we'll see that. So now the Gemara says like this. Okay, so there's two reasons why Beis Shammai says a dinar. Rav Zeira said the reason is because a woman will not give herself over for less. Rav Yehuda said the reason is because the Torah means kesef. Kesef is kesef, sort of pure silver, so it has to be a dinar. Gufa, we just got to be saying like this. Anytime the Torah uses the word kesef, it means kesef tzuri. When it's speaking in reference to rabbinic monies, then it means kesef medina, provincial money. So the Gemara asks, uklalohu, is this a rule? How can you make such a rule? When a person has an oath, meaning, I'll explain, the Gemara is going to say it. There's a din that's called like this. In yeshiva language, it's called Meida B'Miksas. Meida B'Miksas means, I say you owe me $100, you say I only owe you 50. Okay? So over there, that's one of the three biblical oaths. All oaths are rabbinic. There's three oaths that are biblical. One is made to be mixus. Like we just said, I say you owe me $100, you say I owe you 50. So you have to swear. You pay him 50 and swear on the rest. Another time is if an eid echod, meaning I say you owe me $100, you say I owe you nothing. And I only bring one witness. One witness, we just learned in Rambam, the mitzvah, cannot extract money. Okay, if I, in biblical law, say this, I say you owe me $100, you deny it. Okay, if I don't have proof, you're off the hook. You don't have to swear. Chacham said you have to swear, it's called shvua seses, a denial shvua, a rabbinic oath that you don't owe him the money. But biblically, if I say you owe me $100, you say I owe you nothing, I cannot collect the money. You don't swear, I don't collect the money. Okay? If you say, I owe you 50, then the Torah says you have to swear. Or, if I bring one witness that you owe me 100. Now we know the Torah says you cannot extract money with less than two witnesses. But one witness can make you swear. So if I say you owe me $100, you say I owe you nothing, and I bring a one witness, kosher witness, that you owe me $100, you have to swear that you don't. You swear against the witness, and then you don't have to pay. The third biblical shvua is by a shomer. I give you something to watch, and then the animal, let's say, died. So you need, and there's no witnesses either way what happened, you need to swear that the animal died a natural death, and then you're off the hook. Okay, those are the three biblical oaths. The Gemara is speaking over here, there's a din of Taina and Haidah. Okay? And the Gemara learns it out from, as we'll soon see in them, Akihuzeh. The din is like this. I say you owe me $100, you say owe you 50. So you have to swear. But the Gemara says, that's only if the demand was 2 kesef and the admission was a pruta. Minimal 2 kesef demanding, minimal deny admission is a pruta. Okay, let's see it inside now. Is it a rule? When a person, you do the alif amid beis all the way on top. But a partial admission of a claim, it says in the Torah like this, I give you something to watch, and you deny it, so then the din is, the complaint has to be at least 2 kesef, 2 silver kesef, and the admission has to be not less than a pruta. Okay? Now, over there, the Torah uses the word kesef, right? Ki yitein isho reo kesef. I give you kesef. Now, according to your rule, how much is kesef? 1 dinar, right? Yet this Mishnah says shtei kesef, 2 dinars. In other words, if you're telling me a rule that whenever the Torah says the word kesef, it means 1 dinar, unless if the Torah says how much, like 30 dinner, 5 dinner, 50 dinner, whatever it may be. It means 1 dinar of kesef. So why does the Mishnah say you need to demand 2 dinar? So Gemara says over there is a difference. Because over there it says like this, kesef or kelim. Kelim is plural. So if kelim is plural, kesef is plural. Because it's in the same pasuk, right? What does the pasuk say? A man will give to his friend money or kelim. So the Gemara says, you're right. All over Chumash, when it says kesef, it means 1 dinar. The problem is, here the Torah says kesef or kelim. If kelim is plural, then kesef means plural. So therefore, it has to be 2 dinars. But normally, the word kesef means 1 dinar. And that's what the Gemara says. Hasam dumya de kelim, ma kelim shnayim. Just say kelim when the Torah says you 10 souls, it means 2. The minimum of plural is 2. Of kesef shnayim, it also has to be 2. Then the Gemara just concludes, well, ma kesef davar chashuv. Just like money by nature is important, significant. Of kelim davar chashuv. The same thing, it has to be a significant kelim. At least worth 2 dinar. Mm-hmm. Has to be at least something. In other words, likening kesef to kelim and kelim to kesef. Just say kelim is 2, kesef means 2. And just say kesef means 2 dinars, so kelim has to be worth 2 dinars. So he says the rule still stays a rule. The rule is that when the Torah says the word kesef, it means a dinar. Therefore, Beishamai says that when the Torah says, ki yikach, and yikach means money, how much money is a dinar, because that's what kesef is in the Torah. Why by shvua do we need 2 dinars, if 1 dinar is kesef? Because the Torah says kelim, and kelim means 2, so this also means 2.
But the laws of shvua applies only when both parties are Jewish, right? Because it says re'ehu.
Yeah.
One of them is...
With a Jew and a guy, there's a whole different story.
There's no shiva.
Then the Gemara asked, what?
This from before. If you made the mixes, then it's chayav shvua if you have a 1/8?
No, made the mix without an 8.
Without an 8.
Sure.
Then he has a shvua. And if he's not made the mixes?
What is he?
And he's just not made the mixes.
Made the mixes doesn't mean, by the way, exactly 50%. If I say you owe me 100,
partial admission.
Yeah, you say 25, it's the same din.
Yeah. But if he's not made it by anything,
Kefir Hakol.
Yeah, Kefir Hakol, then he's not.
Min HaTorah, there's no Shvur.
The
Chacham said Shvur Seses. The time is Machlekes Rishenim, who made Shvur Seses? Some people say Tesis being Zano was in the days of Rav Nachman. Some people say it was in the days earlier. Whatever. It was in the time of the Gemara, Larech. Mishnah Gemara.
What was the first of the three you said that they chiyuv shvur?
Made them mixes, eid echad or shemir.
Eid echad. All right, right, okay.
They give you an animal to watch shemir chinam, and it was stolen or lost.
Right.
So you have to swear that it was stolen or lost, and then you put it.
Right.
You never swear and take. You swear to get out of it. The Gemara says though that if the guy that's supposed to swear is not allowed to swear because he's a known liar. Mm-hmm. So then the Gemara says, "Kenegdei nishba v'neitel." Then the plaintiff swears and takes.
But if he's a liar, why should the plaintiff have to swear? This guy's lying.
No, we just don't let him take money because he could have sworn and get out of it. We don't let him. So they have a business, not just going to give him the money. But what happens if a guy is supposed to swear and he says, "I don't know."
I don't know what.
I say to you, "You owe me $100. You say, "I don't know. I don't remember."
Yes or no, he doesn't.
I don't remember. I don't remember if I paid you. I don't remember if I bought. I don't know. I don't know. It happens. And one witness says, "You lent him the $100. So what's he really supposed to do? Swear against the witness that he doesn't owe him, correct? But he can't swear because he says, "I don't know." In other words, when there's a witness testifying, what you need to do is swear against the testimony of the witness, and then the Torah believes you, not to pay. But if you can't swear because you said, "I don't know," right? So then the din miteich sheni yochel lishava mishalim. Because you can't swear. There's a famous, this didn't apply in many cases. The classic example of this is what's called Nascha de Rababu. The Rababu had a din Torah. I took something from your house. I went into your house and took a Nascha. Nascha is a Becher. I went into your house and took a Becher. So you come to me and say, "What are you, Meshuggah? You took the Becher." I said, "What do you mean?" "Yeah, I took the Becher, but it's my Becher. It happened to be in your house, but it's my Becher." Yeah? Then one witness came and said, "I saw him take the Becher." Now, what do I have to swear?
It's yours.
No. No. What did the witness testify?
That he took it.
That he took it. So what do I need to swear?
That I didn't take it.
What do you mean?
You have to swear the opposite of what the witness said. The witness didn't say, "It's yours." The witness says, "I saw that you took it." Right? So what do I need to swear? That I didn't take it. But I can't swear I didn't take it because I said I took it. But it's mine. Right? So the Gemara says, Rababu says, what's the din? He has to swear. He can't, he has to pay. So I have to give you back the Becher.
What cases are you leaving for Mashiach to judge?
There's a lot of cases where it says Teiku. Yeah. Oh, there's Yemun HaChad Shiyov Eliyo. That's the beginning of Bar Mitzvah. Anyway, I don't want to...
In that case, if in truth it's really your Becher, you lose it.
What do you mean in truth?
You can't go and take it. It's yours, you can't just go from his house.
Or else if you take it, make sure nobody's looking. Wow. You know what they say, the sin of stealing is getting caught, not stealing.
Yeah. But you said right before that if you touch any holy shava, so the other guy, Kenegde, has to...
No! No, only if I'm a liar.
Oh, I see.
If I'm a ganef, a liar, a bezin doesn't let me swear, then you have to swear. But if I have to swear, and I'm able to swear, I just can't, because the witness says you didn't take, I mean, you took, I have to swear, you know, you can, then it's a different story. Okay. Nowadays, there's no shvuah. But I am, so the Gemara says now, so you get, you still gave it, the Gemara is going back to this general rule that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi said, that whenever the Torah uses the word kesef, it means a dinner. So he says, by Maisid it says, Bitzarta kesef biyodech. But Maisid Sheni, the dinner is you have to take the fruit and eat it in Yerushalayim, right? It's yours, you have to give it, eat it in Yerushalayim. Then the Torah says, what happens if it's too much stuff to take? So you exchange it for money, right? Then you take the money to Yerushalayim, you buy food, and you eat the food in Yerushalayim. Right? That's what the Torah is, it's supposed to be in Chumash. So over there it says, V'tzarta kesef biyotcha. You take the kesef. Now, utananya, there's a Mishnah that says, ha'peret selem mimoyis ma'isa sheni, if one who exchanges it for silver, the copper pruta that he used to redeem to ma'isa sheni, right? Now, what does the Torah say? The Mishnah, he says, you could redeem Meiser with Pruta. Right? You could redeem, the Mishnah says, the Meiser money with copper coins. Right? But if the Torah says the word Kesef, and if you're telling me Kesef means a dinar of silver, how could you redeem it with copper? The Torah says you need to take the Kesef. And if you're telling me Kesef means silver, a dinar, so how can you exchange it for pruta? So the Gemara says, you're right. But over there, the Torah adds, normally, you're right. This is an exceptional case. Why? Because the Torah could have said, v'tzarta kesef biyotcha, and the Torah says, ha kesef. So it's an extra hay that teaches us, in this din, it doesn't have to be silver. It could be a prutas also. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's a din by hegdish, but when you want to redeem Hegdish, right? You donate, something became Hegdish, and you want to redeem it. So then the money becomes Hegdish, and the object becomes no more Hegdish. By Hegdish it says, the Pasuk says that you give the money, the Kesef, and you get the object. Right? That's how you redeem things of the Abed, you give money, and then the object becomes yours. Yet, V'amash Shmuel said, Hegdish of a money. Hegdish, which is worth $100. Okay. Shechil le'al shava pruta. That's redeemed for a pruta. Mechulul is redeemed. Shmuel says a very interesting concept. You could redeem $1,000 of Hegdish with one penny.
How's that?
Huh? Why?
Because you're transferring the sanctity.
It's the sanctity change. Obviously, you'd have to pay the rest, because if the thing's worth $100, right? So you give a pruta to Hegdish, the object becomes non-Hegdish, but you still owe Hegdish money. But as far as the redemption goes, that is transferred even with a pruta, right?
How much time do you have to pay?
Well, whatever Hegdish makes up with you. So the Gemara's question is very simple. You're telling me the Torah says, V'nosan ha-kesef, to redeem Hegdish, you have to give Kesef. And you're saying Kesef means silver, so how could Shmuel say you could do it with a Pruta? Shmuel says you could redeem Hegdish with a Pruta. The Torah says the word HaKesef. So the Gemara answers over here is the same thing. Because Hasam Nami, Kesef, Kesef, Yalav Mi Meiser. There's a Gzeira Shava. By Hegdish it says Kesef, and by Meiser it says Kesef. So therefore we learn out Hegdish from Meiser. By Maisa there's an extra hay, ha kesef. So by Maisa we learn out that kesef doesn't mean silver, it can mean even copper, pruto. And we learn out hegdish from Maisa. But as a rule, kesef and teda means a dinar, silver.
Isn't it the same with Maisa Shani? Doesn't matter how much money you have of fruits and vegetables, you keep it on a small coin, you're
mechala, but you still need to give the value of it. You still need to give the value of it.
You put it on a small coin, you spend that in your shalai, no?
Yeah. No, you need to spend, it has to be the value of it. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara is coming finally back to Kedushin. By Kedushin, Isha, Ksiv, by Kedushin it says, Ki yikach ish isho bala, A man takes a woman and lives with her. And we learn, kicha, what does kiyikach mean? Like Gemara said before, kicha, kicha, mistay Ephron. We learn out from Ephron that kicha means money, silver, kesef. And yet, utanan, our Mishnah said, beisilul aimim, pruta, ubishava pruta. Right? That's what you asked before, by the way. The Gemara asked a very simple question. Rav Asi said, Rav Yudam and Rav Asi said a din. That when the Torah says kesef, it means silver. Not copper, it means silver.
What's that?
Where
did that come from?
It's silver.
Just blow it up.
Let it be.
No, no, take it outside. Take it outside.
Just blow it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, here's this. It's dying.
Came to learn Torah.
That's right. Gilgul Hashem.
Huh? Where did that come from?
It's a Gilgul of somebody. There was never in a Chabad shul, so they had to come down into a Chabad shul. Okay, so Gemara's question is like this. By Kedushin, the Torah says, Ki yikach ish, right, Isha, and we learn how it means Kesef, right? Now, according to Rav Asi, what should that be? A dinner, right? But I'll tell you a little secret of the Gemara's, that's only Beishami's opinion. Beis Hillel says a prut is enough. That means Rav Asi holding Beis Shammai. We know Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, right? So the Gemara is asking a general question. Rav Yudam and Rav Asi says that any time the Torah uses the word kesef, it means silver, not copper. Silver, which is a dinar. A dinar is the smallest silver coin. It needs to be silver. And the Gemara explained, this is the reason of Beishami. Why did Beishami, the Mishnah, say by Kedushin you need a dinner? So the Gemara brought Rav Yudam and Rav Asi, because Kesef means a dinner. By Kedushin, Kicha, Kicha, we learn out from Ephron that it needs to be Kesef, and Kesef means a dinner. So the Gemara said, 1 second. So you tell me Rav Yudam, in the name of Rav Asi, holds like Beishami? Beis Hillel also says it says kesef, kicha, kicha, and yet Beis Hillel says it means pruta. And we know that halacha is like Beis Hillel. So how can you have kesef means silver if Beis Hillel says it means pruta? So if you don't, Ravasi, the Gemara says, name it Ravasi, don't be Shammai. How could that be? So therefore the Gemara is refuting Rav Yudam and Ravasi's statement, and the Gemara is rewording it.
Just because it's like...
It can't be against halacha.
And
halacha, like Beis Hillel.
We just assume just because it's Beis Shammai, it can't be halacha.
No, because Beis Hillel argues. That's why. Eli'i yit marhochi yit. Now this is what he said. Amr av yudam av asi, kol kesef kotzuv ha'amr v'teira. This is the difference in the expression. First, the Gemara said that av yudam av asi says, any the word kesef in Chumash means silver. So the Gemara asked about Hegdish, the Gemara asked about Meiser, and the Gemara asked about Kedushin. And all these things mean a pruta. So the Gemara says, you're right. When the Torah says Kesef with an amount, then it's silver. If the Torah just says the word Kesef plain, it could mean anything. Therefore, Beis Hillel said by Kedushin, we learn our Kicha Kicha from Stay Ephron, that it means Kesef. But the Torah doesn't say how much kesef. So Rav Yudam and Rav Asi agrees. If the Torah doesn't say the amount, kesef can even mean a pruta, copper. But when the Torah says, by pinyin aben, 5 kesef, 30 kesef by an evet, 50 kesef in case of seduction or rape or whatever it is, when the Torah says 50 kesef, 30 kesef, 5 kesef, then the Torah means silver, silver. But if the Torah just says the word kesef, without an amount, it could mean anything. Which explains, meiser, the Torah says kesef, it does not have to be silver, because the Torah doesn't say how much money. And my kedushin, will you learn out the kesef, it could be any amount. See, this is what he says, Amir Avidam Ravasi, kol kesef kotzev, any set amount of kesef that the Torah says, that kesef tzuri, that's silver money. V'shal devreyam, whenever it's a rabbinic amount, and the Gemara is going to explain what those cases are, then it could be provincial currency, meaning even pruta, even copper money.
How does the Gemara come to this conclusion that whenever it just says keser without an amount?
The Gemara is just rephrasing his statement, because otherwise it didn't make sense.
We learn from Ephraim's story?
No, from Ephraim we learn out that when it says the word yikach, it means money. But the Torah doesn't say how much money.
But how does the Gemara come to the conclusion that if you don't have a number, then it means even pruta?
No, that's the Gemara just corrected that was all oral. So
that was the intention.
That's what he said. The original thing with Rav Yehuda Menavasi said is anytime it says a designated amount of money in Chumash, then it means silver.
And this is an oral.
No, it doesn't say how much kesef.
No, but the fact that it's silver.
Beshamai, well, unless you go with Rav Zeira's opinion, because unless a woman wouldn't give herself over.
It's just a tradition that if it's there's no number,
right,
then would this be called halacha
mitzvah? No. So Gemara asking this, Ma'akom Mashmalon, what's Rav Asi telling me? That whenever it says an amount of kesef, it means silver. It says it in the Braisa. What does he have to say for? We learned it in the Braisa. It says Chamish Shloim Shalben, the five Shloim of redeeming a son. You know, opinion of Ben. Shleishim Shalevit, the 30 kesef. If an ox gored somebody's evit, the owner has to pay 30 silver to the owner. Or Chamishim Shalena Shalmefata, 50 of rape or seduction. Or Meir Shalmeitzi Shemra. Meitzi Shemra over there is a guy comes and he says, my wife's not a psula. And then, you know, he accuses her and then he's wrong. So the Torah says, Vantre se Meir kesef. Kulam b'shekel akredish b'monetzuri. So he says, why do I need Rav Asi to say that when it says a set amount of kesef, it means silver? It's a Mishnah that says anytime these things is silver. So why do I need Rav Asi to tell me what a Mishnah says? So he says he needs it for the second half of what Rav Asi said. Shal divrehem, you're right. Biblical money that it means silver, you're right, that Mishnah says. But the Mishnah doesn't say the second half. That when it's rabbinic money, when it's rabbinic kesef, it doesn't have to be silver. It could even be copper. That the Mishnah doesn't say. So Rav Asi is just saying a complete statement. If it's a set amount of money that the Torah uses the word with kesef, and it means silver. Granted, that's what the Mishnah says. But now he's explaining. But if it's rabbinic obligation of money, you can even pay it with copper.
Rabbinic fines and stuff like that?
Well, he's going to say what it is. The light term, that's not in the Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned in a Mishnah. This is the Braitha, but it's a Mishnah. If a guy hits you in the ear, so there's a din that the chachamim punished a person for embarrassments, you know, different hurting, you know, you have to pay. So it says, a guy hits a guy in the ear. For the humiliation, it's an embarrassment that, you know, you hit the guy in the ear, you have to pay him a sella. So he says, don't think a sella is arba zuzi, four zuz, which is dinars. Elamay sella, what does sella mean? Palga de zuza, a half of a zuz, meaning a provincial sella, which is seven parts copper, one part silver. That why? The avid inish, because it's customary for people to call for a half a zuz, istara and istara. Which is, as he explained, it was equivalent to the tyrant seller. Okay? In other words, like this, that's just a case of rabbinic, it says, Mumashal, a lot of times rabbinic, if you embarrass a Talmud Chacham, you have to pay litra de dava, a certain amount of gold, for a fine. If you steal somebody's mitzvah, interesting Gemara that says, if you were about to do a mitzvah, and I go ahead and steal the mitzvah from you, I have to pay you a certain amount of money. It's all rabbinic. Minatayna, there's no such thing.
Same price for the
old business? Whatever. The Rishonim discussed the various things.
This person didn't come deaf over here, right? It's just
no.
Boshesh is one of the five type of damages.
Yeah, but this is not boshesh. This is more humiliation. And the amount that you have to pay. Normally the rule is, akol fi amavayish av mizbayish. Everything depends who got embarrassed and who embarrassed. You, right? Here the chachamim has a set fee. Set fee. You blow a guy's ear, you have to give a seller. Whatever, yeah. Okay, now the Gemara is continuing to figure out the reason of Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say dinner for Kedushin? Okay, Rav Zeira answered because a woman doesn't give herself over for less. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef says the reason like Rav Yehuda Meravasi, because when the Torah says kesef, it means a dinner. But that the Gemara refuted. Okay, so now Reish Lakish is going to say another reason why Beis Shammai holds it needs to be a dinner. So he says, time of the Beis Shammai is like Chizkiya says. The Amar Chizkiya says, Amikra, the Torah says, Behevda, if you cause it to be redeemed, I'll tell you what it means is, Malamich Megaras Mepigyena V'yaitza. You can force the master, whether it's an Amma or an Eved Ivri, they can redeem themselves and get out free. Meaning like this. The Torah says, Eved Ivri works for 6 years. Right? Work for 6 years. Wants to stay longer, you pierce his ear, and then, you know, it stays until you're evil. So, and we're Ami Ivriya also. The father sells the girl under Bas Mitzvah, Ami Ivriya. So she gets out either after 6 years, or Bas Mitzvah, whichever comes first. But the Torah says, Vehevda, meaning, from that we learn out, that the servant has the right, against the will of the master, to redeem himself. So let's say, for argument's sake, the Gemara is going to say it in a lot of words, but let's say the Eved was sold for $600, just to make the Cheshbon easy. He was sold for $600. Now he works for 6 years. So it's $100 a year. Right? What happens after 3 years, the Eved gets money, or the family gets money, and they come to the owner and say, listen, he worked 3 years, it's $100 a year, right? So here's $300, he's out free. The owner cannot stop them. The girl goes out free, or inevitably they all go out free. Okay? That's what it says. Dame Chizkiya, Amakra, the Torah says, Vehevda, that she will cause her to become redeemed, Melamech, Megaras, Mepigyana, Vyetze, that the Torah teaches us that she has a right to redeem herself. Okay. So he says like this. It makes sense that if when he bought the armor, he gave the father a dinner, so then you could deduct up to a pruta. But if the purchase was done with a pruta, how can, it's like you give a guy a penny, he said, give me change. Yeah. There's no change on a pruta. Right? So in other words, it says like this. We learned before in the Gemara, and we're going to learn out more in the Gemara, we liken Amma to Isha with Kedushin. There's a lot of similarities between Amma and Ivriya. In fact, we learn Yatachinam Ein Kasef, right? There's no kesef for this one, but by Kedushin there is money. Remember, that was one of the ways we learned out Kedushin. So the Gemara Lepoel says a woman could redeem herself. Now, that itself proves, the Gemara says, that he had to give her a dinar. Why? Because a dinar is divisible by money. So you could take that, let's say he bought it for a dinar, then you have a sixth of a dinar. You know, every year you can deduct a sixth of a dinar. But if you're telling me you could buy it with money, and if you're telling me money is a pruta, how could she redeem herself for half a pruta? There is no such thing.
You're a whole pruta.
No. She was bought for a pruta. Right? Now after 3 years, half the time she wants to go out. What's she giving back a half a pruta? There is no such creature. There is no half a pruta. A pruta is the lowest denomination of money. So how could she go out? She's not going to be able to go out. So therefore we must say that he bought her with a dinar.
Why not two pruta?
Huh?
Can't you say two pennies? Why do we have to jump from a pruta to a dinar?
No, but 1 second. I think the Gemara is 1 second. No.
Because it is
like a whole point of something. Yeah, I mistake the Gemara says. The Gemara says maybe two prutas. The Gemara is going to ask it soon. So maybe, you know, so how do you know it has to be a dinner? Maybe two prutas? Maybe half a dinner? No, the Gemara is going to ask, and then coming up.
To break up the pruta with pitcher night, like the pruta by six eggs?
No.
Divide
up the eggs. Give it extra year.
How many frutas in a dinner? You know?
No, the Gemara is going to make soon. There's a whole cheshbon coming up in the Gemara, and there's charts here with everything going on here.
And I heard there was a difference in the dinner and pruta that the Jews had in the desert, then later on was developed.
We're going to see that later in the Gemara too. For this whole next page, the Gemara is going into discussing money, how the system, money systems are. For instance, here they have a chart. According to this Machlek Rav Shim Gamliel and Tanikama, according to the Tanikama, one dinner is 6 ma, 1 ma is 2 pundin, 1 pundin is 2 isses, 1 iss is 6 musmis, 1 musmis is 2 kruntiks, 1 kruntik is 2 prutis. So therefore, 8 prutis equals 1 isser.
They're all lesser denominations than a pruta.
Huh? In halacha, in the Torah, there's nothing less than a pruta.
But here, all those things, it said equals 2 prutas.
No.
It's not saying in order, it's just saying general.
Two prutas equal 1 kunta. No, pruta is the smallest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Rabbi, when the Shia shows up, he uses money?
Sure. We're not going to use euro.
Huh?
We're not going to use euro.
Not a dollar either.
Use shekel.
We can use shekels?
Yeah. For instance, the dinar, the shekel today, like when the Torah says 5 shekel, right?
Yeah.
For pinyan aben. So in today's money, it's 5 shekel, they write, is 101 or 102 grams of silver. Some people say 101, some people say 102. But it's 101 grams of silver is shekel. 5 shekels that you have to give to the kohen, right? For binyan aben. So it has to be the value of whatever 101 grams of silver equals.
How much is that?
I don't know what the gram of silver worth.
So 1 shekel is 20 grams silver?
Approx, yeah.
How would you find that out? Did you actually call a silversmith, some jeweler?
No, listen on the radio. How much silver is an ounce? How many grams in an ounce?
28 grams.
28 grams in an ounce. Okay, so if you get 28 grams per ounce, just like less than 5 ounces. 4 ounces of silver would be 100 and something grams. Yeah, 4 times 28. And silver also fluctuates. So, what? 28. Oh, that's different measurement.
Yeah, solid is different than liquid.
Because liquid grams
is probably 30.
86 grams is like 3.2 ounces, 3.3 ounces.
So it's 32 grams.
But that's liquid measured. That's liquid not, measure. Yeah.
This is a solid
menu, right? Okay, 1 second. So the Gemara says like this. If you say he gives her a dinner, therefore throughout the 6 years, you can deduct the years up to a pruta. Eli Yamadiyav le Pruta, but if he gave only a Pruta for her purchase, Pruta Migod, how can you deduct from a Pruta? There's no change. So the Gemara says no. V'dil Mahachi Kamer Achmon, maybe the Torah means like this. If you Heichad Yav le Dinner, that if he gave him her dinner to buy the Amma, then you deduct it per year. Heichad Yav Pruta, but if he only brought her with the Pruta, then there's no deductions. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. How do you know that by Chizkiah says, when the Torah says Vahevda, the fact that an Amma could be redeemed shows that she must be bought with a dinar. Because how else can you deduct per year? So Gemara says, no, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means like this. If you give a dinar, you deduct per year. If you give a pruta where there's no deductions, then she doesn't go out. Maybe that's what it means. Because then you can't deduct anything. Huh? What?
No written by credit.
They didn't take credit cards in those days. So Gemara says, Leisalka Daitoch. That doesn't make sense. Why? Because Dumya, the Yud, it has to be the din of Yud. What is Yud? When a guy buys an Ome Ivriya, the Torah says if he wants, he can marry her. And he doesn't have to give her money for Kedushin, because the money he bought her with is used for Kedushin. That also becomes Kedushin money. So he says, my Yud Alpha Gav Diboy Miyayid. Diboy Le Miyayid, even though, by Yud, if he wants to marry her, he could. If he doesn't, he doesn't have to marry her. But kol heichad alei matzah miyayit. But nevertheless, when if he couldn't marry her, le'av zvina zvina, it wouldn't be, original say, it wouldn't be valid. Meaning, if he would give her too little money, that the kedusha wouldn't be valid. It wouldn't even be a good sale.
Like 3 years in.
Hachanami, the same thing. Kol heichad alei matzah miyayit. If it couldn't deduct from it, le'av zvina zvina, the sale wouldn't be a sale. Meaning like this. The Gemara says, the master who buys this Jewish maid servant, the girl, he can marry her. What is the kedushin? The kedushin is the money that he gave it to begin with. Right? So the Gemara says, but logic dictates that even though he doesn't have to marry her, the amount of money that was given to for the purchase has to be enough for Kedushin. That doesn't mean he has to marry her. But the amount that he buys her with has to be an amount that if he decided to do Kedushin, the money would be valid enough for Kedushin. Right? So the same thing, if you want to deduct money, not that they have to go out free and deduct the money, but it has to be a coin that could deduct it.
Divisible.
And therefore it can't be a pruta. The Gemara's question was, maybe if she gives a dinner, then you could go out free. If she didn't give a dinner, she only gave a pruta, she can't go out free. The Gemara says that's not going to be good. Because then, so the Gemara says, just like Yiyud, the money of the buying of the Omer has to be enough for Yiyud. So the same thing, it's logical that the money you buy it with has to be money that's deductible. So if you bought it with a Pruta, it wouldn't be good.
Just because you can't divide it, doesn't mean that you can't redeem her for the same money. Somebody is generous and redeem her for...
He can't just let her go either. We're talking about if he wants to redeem, means the master doesn't want it to go, and you're redeeming her, so you need to give money.
Just because.
So therefore, 1 second. So therefore, let me just finish the point over here. So there, the Gemara says like this. What's the reason of Beis Shammai why Kedusha needs a dinar? The Gemara is going to conclude now. We learn out woman from Amma. How much do you have to buy an Amma for? It has to be a dinar. Why? Because it has to be money that you can divide by six for her to go out. It can't be a pruta because it's not deductible. right? So it must be a dinner. So therefore, just like buying an om is for a dinner, so if you buy the woman, i.e. Kedushin, you also need a dinner. And that's why Bishami says you need a dinner. That's what Reish Lakish concludes. The Kedusha Isha, the Bishami Navka like mi Amma Yivriya, and like we learn out Amma from Isha, Isha from Amma, Mao Amma Yivriya Beprutal like Makne, just like by there, a woman can't be kinder by Amma. With a pruta, af isha bepruta lemekachet. The Bishami says, okay, a pruta is no good. So right away the Gemara says, maybe two prutas are good. Who says you need a dinner? So Gemara says, ve'em a palga de dinner, maybe a half of a dinner, or ve'em a shtei prutas, and maybe two prutas. How do you know you need to buy an omer with a dinner, and therefore mekadushi needed, maybe you need two prutas, or half a dinner? The Gemara says, "Kiven do ukma da pikte mi pruta." Once the Torah leaves pruta, what's the next major denomination of currency? Is a dinner. The Gemara says, "That's what Bishamel is a dinner." Once it leaves pruta, the next is dinner.
There's so many different types of values between the pruta and the dinner.
Oh, I take it. That's the next piece of Gemara. We're not going to get to today. Rava Amar. Rava says another reason why Beishami holds you have to be kind of a woman with a dinar, not a pruta. So why? Shleya b'neis Yisroel kehefker. They shouldn't be, Jewish girls shouldn't be inexpensive. It's not nice. The Jewish girls should be inexpensive. You can buy her with a pruta. It has to be with a dinar. Huh?
Degrading.
That's only from Beishami.
And dinner is like valuable.
Dinner was valuable.
What did you do with a dinner? Besides buying getting married.
In those days,
yeah.
It was a lot of money. Yeah.
And there was a higher.
Make a cheshbon. If a shekel. Yeah, a shekel. A shekel, let's say, is worth $20, $25. Yeah. Years ago, $25 was a lot of money. Can you imagine what it was 1,000 years ago? I mean, Zvam is.
And how many shekelim is a dinner?
No, a shekel basically is a dinner.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And the higher currency was gold. There was something higher than dinner. Dinner was kesef.
Dinner is silver. Currency was with silver, not with gold. They didn't use gold as silver.
They also used the golden coins sometimes. They were.
Yeah, but not in Taito. Like when Avraham Avinu bought Marsa Mechpela. It's Abba Meir Shekel Kesef. It was Kesef. Currency was Kesef. Gold they didn't use for currency. Currency with the Gemara says was done with Kesef.
Yeah, too high value to break it down.
Yeah. That's why there's a Machlekes in Bava Metzia. What's better, gold or silver? Mm-hmm. One opinion says silver is better because it's currency. Gold is not. Okay.